Thank you very much.
Next case, please.
Our next case is 11,967 Eugene and Joanne Greco, seeking a variance from the front yard setback on a through lot, section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Ridge Court, approximately 164 feet north of Oak Crest Drive. The 911 address is 30807 Ridge Court, Lewis. The zoning district is medium residential. Tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 554. We received two mail returns and a letter of support with four signatures from neighbors stating that they live on Ridge Court. They do not feel that Gene and Joanne Greco's shed location in any way alters the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be in any way be detrimental to the public welfare or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties.
Okay, thank you.
And specifically, they're requesting a 25.1-foot front yard setback for a shed on a through lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gene Greco, 30807 Ridge Court, Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My lot is a through lot with Beaver Dam in the rear and Ridge Court in the front, essentially two front yards. This requires me to place the shed 40 feet from the county road. Due to POA covenant restrictions, the shed can't be placed in the front yard or the side yards. Because of the house's location on the property, the shed can't be placed the required 40 feet from the property line adjacent to Beaver Dam and still meet the requirements of the POA, restricting sheds from the side yards. All the conditions listed above were enforced when I purchased the property in October of 2009. At the time, I was not aware of the conditions of the through lot, and we weren't informed of those conditions at the time of the purchase. In our community, Oakcrest Farms, there are only 10 properties faced with this condition. Out of those, now four have been granted variances in regards to the 40-foot requirement. The shed's location was approved by the Oakcrest Farms POA. When I asked my immediate neighbors if they had any concerns about the placement of the shed, they responded that they did not. Due to the POA restrictions and various large trees located on my back lot, there were no other locations where the shed could be placed that would be suitable for use and also be aesthetically pleasing to myself and my neighbors, so I need the 25 feet. Also, I think I would request, if possible at this time, if you look at my survey, you see my deck is like 3 feet. If possible, if I could get a variance of maybe 8 feet added on for that to save me the, you know, I have no plans to build one at this time, but in the future, rather than go through this all again.
No.
Well,
I mean, no, we advertised
to advertise that
for
way.
A front yard. So it could be considered.
Yeah, I mean, it's been advertised up for that, so but we would have to calculate what it would be.
Let me just say this for the benefit of the board. One of the standards, as you well know, is to convince us that this has not been created by the applicant. Okay, this isn't a wish list desire thing. The first thing you need to do is convince us that you haven't created the requested request. And then if you want to pursue the other, that's up to you.
That I didn't create the situation for the shed or for the deck?
Yeah. No, for the shed.
For the shed?
Yes.
That's the toughest standard. There's five standards, and that's the toughest one to meet, that you didn't create it.
Perhaps I could ask Mr. Greco a question, Mr. Mills. If I recall in your testimony, you indicated that the shed was on the property when you purchased the property.
No.
It was not. Okay.
No. I was under the assumption that I needed a 10-foot setback. I put it at about 15 feet. And then I found out later on when I went for the permit that I needed 40 feet.
Did you rely on a contract?
Then came, I always wondered, why is my deck only 3 feet wide? And then it occurred to me, oh, okay, I get it.
Did you rely on a contractor for the placement of the shed?
No, I built the shed.
Okay.
Just that there's four other sheds that are actually closer to the road than mine. My neighbor, I guess 8 weeks ago, got a variance for his shed, which is exactly next to mine.
Sir, you said you built the shed, then went and got a permit?
At the time, I got the permission from the POA.
Okay.
And it's not like I wasn't adding on to the house, so it didn't occur to me that I might need a building permit for a shed. I'm up north, I never got one. So I don't know how it came about, but I got a letter in the mail stating I needed a permit.
So you built the shed without a permit, so you didn't know what the setbacks were?
I knew there was a 10-foot setback from just talking to neighbors.
From the HOA?
And from the HOA, POA. They said 10 feet and 5 feet. So I brought it. The farthest I could come in was 8 feet because of the trees, and I came back 15 feet to make sure I had extra. And then I found out, no, you need 40 feet.
Well, you can't move the shed?
No, I can't move the shed.
Is it on concrete blocks?
It's resting on blocks, but I don't see any way. Because of the trees, and if I was to move the shed, it'll be on the side lot, and POA doesn't allow that.
Okay.
It appears from, I guess it's your rear property line where the fence is?
I'm sorry?
You have a fence on
I
your rear?
I don't have a fence, no.
That's a neighbor.
Oh, the neighbors, okay. It at least appears that there is as you've heard Mr. Sharp state before, from your property line to the pavement, there's some area.
In this picture here,
it looks like maybe some wildflower or something that's growing. And
yeah, and they've since dug all that up to put sewer line in. Now it's grass again.
Okay.
But from Beaver Dam Road, from the pavement to the shed is 40 feet.
40 feet. So it would give the appearance that...
It's like 39.9.
That would give the appearance that you've got
more
property.
Actually, it's 25 feet from the road to my property line, basically.
Gotcha. Okay.
Me? Hearing no further questions. Mr. Shep?
And there's no access that you have to Beaver Dam Road?
No.
Okay. And when did you say the shed was placed on the property?
About 4 years ago, I guess.
And in regards to the deck, you said you have a 3 foot wide deck?
Right. As you look at the survey, you can see the deck coming out my sliders. It's about 3 feet, and then it runs along the house, and it gets wider because the garage is set back a little bit.
Okay.
But it's barely usable. It's basically a porch.
And what you're proposing is to have your deck extend 8 feet towards the Beaver Dam Road.
I'm not even saying I would be doing it, immediately, but just when my neighbor was here, he got a few feet added on for his existing deck.
Is that Mr. Pierce?
Yes, Mr. Pierce. So I just thought if I could not have to go through this again myself, if a year or two down the road.
Would just say that if the board were so inclined to approve it, and I can't guarantee that they will not, all board approvals are only good for 1 year.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Right, okay.
And with a 40-foot setback, granted that you've got a little bit of an odd shape on your lot, which the survey is showing that the corner of your house is 46.1 feet from the property line.
Right.
So you could build out, give or take, 6 feet and have 9-foot deck as is. So, and like I said, don't take that for verbatim, but as gospel or whatever way you want to look at, because your property line appears to be at a bit of an arc.
Right.
And so you may not have that much, but you do have, appears to be something that you could add in the future. So,
like I said, I have no plans
right
now. But
sure. I understand.
Actually, Mr. Mills, I think it would probably be about 3 additional feet.
Right now, based on his deck, it's 43. 3.1 feet if the deck is 3 feet, because the line's going to the house.
Right.
And then he has 3 feet plus another 5 feet. So he actually has 8 feet to legally encroach with an open, unenclosed deck into the setback.
So from the edge of the house, I could go out 8 feet.
From the edge of the deck, you can actually go out another 8 feet. But we'd want to survey and we'd want to talk to you about that first, just to make sure the measurements are right.
It's always best to get a permit, and then they can advise you.
Right.
Because you can, a deck, first floor deck can encroach 5 feet.
Okay. So. Now, for a permit for that, would I need another survey?
We would strongly suggest you have a survey done.
And more than likely, the surveyor could amend this one.
Okay.
For you, and just tell you how far that existing deck is from your property line without the expense and all of a full survey.
Okay.
Is that other deck, old deck enclosed?
I'm sorry?
The old deck enclosed?
No, it's just...
Just there.
It's just there.
So you enclose a new one if you did it?
I'm sorry?
Did you enclose your new deck?
Probably not. And like I said, I have no plans. I just thought I would throw that in there to save me from getting another survey and another $400 for this.
Sure. Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
I'd just say, for the board, when you look at your motion, if you would address the shed, I guess, is what we're looking at. If you wish to entertain the deck, you can, but
this is just a
I
shed.
Don't know that we really have the survey for that. So.
And it sounds actually like the deck, may not actually even require a variance, because there's room to play with.
For simplicity's sake, I'll just forget the deck.
Okay, Neil, we're just filling the shed. Just motion to be for it. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Do I have a motion then? Chair again, a call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we approve case number 11,967. It's shaping the sides a lot, make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. It was like that when he bought it. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood and will not impair the adjacent property. This is the minimum variance that before we leave.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Burton and a second by Mr. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
That we approve case number 11,967. All those in favor of the motion, Mrs. McGee.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton.
Aye for those reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,967 is approved.
Thank you very much.